Welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. If you would like to learn more about Active Faith, you can find us at active-faith.org. We are striving to use the Word of God to expel evil, to keep the land rededicated to the kingdom of God, and to heal the soul. So this is Dr. Tarp. And today I would like to talk to you about the seeds that I lost. Back in the spring, I had been gifted some seeds from a friend of mine for a special gourded plant called a loofah. And I knew it was a vining plant. I had never grown it before, and I was very excited. And she gave me just three seeds. She said, "That's all you need." I said, "Okay, great." And I put them in a small package on my back porch along with some other seeds. And one day I went to the store and I came home and my puppy had decided that he needed all of my seeds. And he had torn the packages apart and spread them around. And I could not find these seeds that had been gifted to me by my friend anywhere. And I really wanted to grow my own loofah. I was very excited about that. If you don't know what that is, it's like a scrub. It's like a sponge. You can use it. You can wash dishes with it. You can scrub your body with it in the shower or the bath. You know, it's just a great, useful thing to have. And I wanted to grow my own. So I was disappointed because I had lost these seeds. And that is very similar to what happens when we lose what we thought we had. Sometimes it's a dream. Sometimes it's a promise. Sometimes it's a promotion. Sometimes it's a season in life. We think we're going to get a new season a certain way, and what we thought dies and it comes back another way, you know, like we don't know. But I thought that my loofah seeds were gone for good. And about 3 months ago, interestingly, this random vine started growing up my back porch around the spindles in my railings and up the posts. And I was curious what it was. So I thought, why not? We'll just let it grow. I think it's squash. Maybe it's butternut. Maybe it's watermelon. I have no idea. But eventually it started taking over and it took over another vine. And then before I knew it, I had to have my husband reach up and help me because it was growing up the post and it was starting to attach to the roof, and I didn't want it to get under the shingles. So all the men listening to this are going, yeah, don't want that under the shingles. So I was just watching this plant and it began to have these big, beautiful yellow blooms on it. And then little fruits started to grow. And I thought, oh my gosh, it's now. I would like to point out, I have not watered this seed. I have not fertilized this seed. I have done nothing but ignore this seed. And suddenly I have this plant growing and I can't seem to make it quit growing. It has all these little fruits on it. And at first I thought it was zucchini. And then it's like, no, that's not the right kind of plant. And then I went through all these options. And then I ignored it for a couple of days. And I came back and I suddenly had a foot long fruit. And it wasn't a fruit. It was a gourd. It was a loofah plant. And it is going crazy. I currently have 12 loofahs. 12 from this one little plant, and they're all like about a foot long. Why do I share that with you? You know, 1 Corinthians 15:36 says the seed must die before it can sprout from the ground. And the science of the seed it proves true. And John 12:24 says, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed, but if it dies, it produces many seeds. So I had let it die, as had my dream of having a loofah plant this spring and fall, that also had died. And in your battle plan today, I want you to evaluate. Do you have a promise or a dream that you feel has died? I would challenge you to look more closely. Is it dying so that it can live again? Is it dying so that it won't just be a singular dream, but maybe God will multiply it? In lieu of that, I hope that today you will prayerfully consider going before the Lord and asking him, is the seed going to come back? Will it bear fruit? Do I just need to be patient and let you do your work? I hope that this has benefited you, and maybe you've gotten a great chuckle at my expense today. I'm always happy to provide that. This is Dr. Charlie.